Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. And as we've been reporting all morning, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, sister of President John F. Kennedy, former Senator Robert F. Kennedy, founder of the Special Olympics, died early this morning at 88 years of age. She was certainly a member of America's most prominent political families, but her legacy goes way beyond the Kennedys. So joining us now is Brady Lum, president of the Special Olympics. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, it's amazing to me. It's actually a bit of an emotional story for me this morning as a person with a disability. I mean, Eunice Kennedy Shriver was a part of this extraordinary transformation that's taken place in my lifetime, from people with mental disabilities coming out of the cloister, really, out of the ghetto, the sequestration in institutions, to see the light of day, and then it being an actual sort of rights question of people with disabilities. It's not just a good idea. It's not charity. It's part of, like, democracy. I mean, what an amazing legacy.
What an amazing. I would take it even further. You know, it's a message about all of not only changing the lives of people with intellectual disabilities and disabilities, but in transforming the lives of others in the way that we perceive, the way we include, and the way we celebrate the joy that every human being brings to this world. It's truly remarkable.
Well, here she is speaking back in 1987 before the Special Olympics beginning in South Bend, Indiana.
The right to play on any playing field, you have earned it. The right to study in any school, you have earned it. The right to hold a job, you have earned it. The right to be anyone's neighbor, you have earned it.
Brady Lum, Special Olympics president, that has the resonance of JFK's We Shall Go to the Moon, doesn't it?
It's incredible. I had an opportunity to speak with Mrs. Shriver about 6 months ago, and at that point in time, I asked her, I said, I wish I could have been there and to see some of her work in the earlier days. And she looked me sternly in the face and said, Brady, Special Olympics is owned by the future, not the past. And I tell you, it shook me at the same time as it inspired me just about as much as anything has in my past.
That's amazing. Describe how, and you sort of alluded to it a moment ago, and we don't have a whole lot of time here, but I could spend the hour with you, Brady. How this approach to people with intellectual disabilities has informed and enriched our whole notion of inclusion throughout America.
That's right. You know, it really has been her whole livelihood, and we talk about ourselves as fulfilling not only an incredible service to all of our 3.1 million athletes around the world, but also the millions and millions of fans of Special Olympics and around the lessons of inclusions. We believe that, you know, every single opportunity around the globe every day is a teachable moment for us, and we still have a long way to go.
Well, a lot of teachable moments people will be thinking about today. Brady Lum, president of the Special Olympics, speaking to us on the day of Eunice Kennedy Shriver's death. She died at the age of 88. She founded the Special Olympics. Thank you, Brady.
Blessings to all.